This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gotta tell you, Arizona has a star in the making. Carrie Lake, gubernatorial candidate, an amazing spokesperson. I've spent much time with her now, and I'll tell you this. She knows how to destroy the left. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You may say, why are you talking about her? She's a national figure. Kristi Noem, move over. This is a woman with style and substance, happens to be very pleasant to look at, and she's media savvy beyond belief. She's telegenic. She knows how to put herself in front of a camera, and she's fearless. They call her the female DeSantis, and I think she's far better. I said this to her when I was on stage with her recently. We'll be sharing some of that stuff with you behind the scenes. Anyway, got to tell you guys, she absolutely excoriated the media on a fake story that was nothing more than a prop piece to try to get her opponent some numbers because she's getting her butt kicked. Carrie Lake is 11 points ahead of Katie Hobbs. And it's for one simple reason. Katie Hobbs is a lunatic. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Contact me for anything, folks. Tell me, Kevin, you're doing a great job. Kevin, I don't like the job you're doing. I doubt you're going to say that, but whatever. Just contact me. I'm happy to communicate with you. I want to play this clip of Carrie Lake doing what every Republican candidate should do when they sense a BS story. And this is exactly what's happened because Katie Hobbs claims that her campaign headquarters got broken into. It was Watergate. Carrie Lake is in front of, I haven't seen that much media at a press gaggle in a long time. Maybe at a Trump event. There's foreign press, and I'm not exaggerating it. There's got to be 30 cameras on her as she's excoriating this so-called media. Here's a clip.
This is a big crowd. How many people are here from the foreign press? Show of hands. Just a few. Okay, well, thank you for being here. Guys, we're going to do a tutorial in how fake, bogus, defamatory news is made at the hands of many of you. Welcome. We're happy you're here. We know the world is watching us. We've got the foreign news that was here last night. We had an amazing event last night. I spent the evening with our first responders and our law enforcement, men and women who put their lives on the line every single day. And we talked about the issues that they're facing, and we discussed ways to make sure that we can protect them, we can hire more police, make sure that our police and firefighters are protected. And while this was happening, my desperate opponent, who's sinking like a lead weight in water, pulled a stunt, and you guys fell for it. You didn't do your journalistic duty. It was malpractice of journalism like I've never seen before. And it was an effort, I believe, to influence this election. Many of you are an arm of the Democrat Party. Many of you are propagandists. And almost all of you should be ashamed. So I want to show you what happened yesterday. My Democrat opponent put out a statement. Where's our board here? She puts out a statement about a petty theft that happened at her office. She knew darn well that I had nothing to do with this, so she puts a statement out, and right away, your gatekeepers over at the Arizona Democrat Party jump on it, and they put a statement out, which was the cue to you to go ahead and start running with it. NBC News, an arm of the Democrat Party, was the first to start reporting on it. And then we get this from Newsy, whatever that is. Gubernatorial candidate campaign headquarters broken into. Oh, you guys spread this like wildfire. Then The Guardian, overseas. Campaign headquarters broken into. Watergate, oh my goodness. And then Axios, with our local reporter, Jeremy Dutta, runs on it. Can't wait to get it out. Does absolutely no fact checking. You got to do better, guys. We were 13 days out from the election, and you're trying to influence this election, much like you did in 2020 when you refused to cover Joe Biden's criminal son, Hunter Biden's laptop. You refused to cover that. You refused to cover the evidence that was on that. And this time it's the other way around. You're taking completely bogus stories and you're running with it. It's absolute fake news. I want to show you this. This was an actual picture and font that ran on NBC News. Vaughn, this is your news outlet. This ran on NBC News all day. All day. It says, GOP incites break-in at the campaign headquarters, Hobbs campaign headquarters. And look at the picture they picked. Thank you very much, Vaughn. Thank you, NBC. Look at this one. AZ Dem governor candidate Katie Hobbs blames GOP incitement for break-in at campaign headquarters. Again, MSNBC, an arm of the Democrat Party. Arizona Central runs with it. No fact-checking. You guys don't want to dig around. You just run defamatory statements. Stacey Bartender over at Arizona Repugnant running this. I mean, I've got many of these guys. It's embarrassing. KOLD. It's a direct result of concerned campaign lies of intimidation, blaming me for a break-in. Now, hopefully by now, you figured it out. But that's part of the plan. You don't care about the facts. You know the facts will come out later. You'll cover those once or twice. No big deal. But you'll cover the lie. You'll spread it around the globe over and over and over again. That is how fake news is spread.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. See, that's how you handle the media. You confront them. You say, no, you are a liar. You're a liar. I'm going to tell people what you did. I'm going to tell them the game. See, Katie Hobbs wanted people to believe, oh, my campaign, look at me, look at me, I'm a victim. Let me be a spoiler for you, okay? Her campaign headquarters, if it were broken into, it was done by somebody she hired. That's number one. We're never going to find the actual culprit. And if you did, it would be somebody who would be willing to take the fall and say, oh, I'm a Carrie Lake supporter. Why would Carrie Lake need to break into this woman's campaign headquarters? She knows everything she stands for. It's like one of my friends used to say, why cheat you when I can beat you? It's insane. But she wanted to get sympathy. And then, out of nowhere, it was the GOP's fault. It was like when I was arguing with David Schuster and I said, what are you talking about? A Democrat campaign headquarters got broken into and you just, out of the blue, go, well, the Republicans must have done it. And I said, no, I can tell you who did it. Democrats did it. You should see that interview. It's a classic. Anyway, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know what I love about reality? You can't fake news it. You can't fake news inflation. Oh, you can try to spin it. It's not my fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's Putin's fault. No, Joe Biden, it's your fault. See, people know the difference between then and now, even as they continue to demonize Trump. By the way, what happened with Mar-a-Lago? Where's all that data they got? Why aren't they still talking about prosecuting Trump for this, all the stuff they took? Did you hear Trump got his legal thing upheld by Roberts at the Supreme Court that says they're doing a fishing expedition on my taxes? They don't need to look at my taxes. You know what that was for? Make Trump look guilty. I just played you this thing with Carrie Lake. They want to make Lake look guilty. No data needed. No analysis. No proof. Just run it. Somebody said it. Run it, man. I mentioned Hillary Clinton wants her million dollars in legal fees back for what she knows she's did. What she did. What she has been proven that she did. These are tip of the iceberg. The cheat in the election. J6, cover up. Nothing more than a cover up for Democrats. Massive cheating in an election where they know Joe Biden is a fake. He's a puppet president. Did not win. And isn't even governing. Am I lying or am I dying? I'm still here. I'm still here. Oh, no. That means I'm lying. I'm not lying. And I'm not dying. Okay, I'm going to change that phrase. Oh, my goodness, man. I look at, okay, Pelosi's attack. Isn't it enough that an old fart like Pelosi got attacked? What do the left do? He was attacked. The guy was a Trump supporter. The guy was part of QAnon. The guy was, is it not enough that the dude was attacked? Joe Biden talking about insulin, saving lives. You know, I met the guy. I met the guy that invented it. Yeah, I know the guy. I had a conversation with him, even though I wasn't born until 19 months later. But he knows him. Yeah. Let me say, Fetterman, Joe Biden's son that he never claimed. Kind of like Hunter, right? Joe's got some kids out there. He doesn't want to let you know there he is. Which, by the way, Fetterman could have been Joe Biden's kid before he had a stroke. The dude was a lunatic. The place that he was a mayor is a cesspool. It's got nothing. There's nothing going on there. He should be ashamed of himself. The people of Philadelphia should be ashamed of themselves for not doing their homework and letting this sling blade looking son of a gun become your lieutenant governor? And then you want him as your senator? Here were some headlines during the debate. MSNBC, Lawrence, on what was actually painful to watch in the Fetterman-Oz debate. I already covered this in the first hour, but I just want to give you a little bit more flavor to this. Yahoo, Fetterman debate performance has Democrats panicked about PA Senate race. Folks, this is not the Tucker Carlson or, Hannity. This isn't some right-leaning periodicals. This is MSNBC. They're talking about Lawrence, one of their hosts. Painful. Yahoo. Panic. Democrats panic. CNN opinion. Heartbreaking Fetterman-Oz debate. Another one. How people with disabilities saw Fetterman. How people with disabilities saw Fetterman. In other words, how Democrats saw Fetterman. Those are people with disabilities. The people with actual disabilities, let me tell you, feel good that you're not a Democrat, because then you would really be jacked up. I'm telling you, if you got cerebral palsy, MS, you can't walk, Lou Gehrig's disease, you should feel grateful if you're not a Democrat, because that is the worst disability you could possibly have. People accuse me of being too hard on the Democrats. I'm not hard enough. I'm sorry, if there's a pansy element listening to my program, I'm going to put you in a remedial class. You're going to take the short bus to the Kevin Jackson Show, because, or the Kevin Jackson Network, because I'm going to tell you, I'm easy on these guys. If I were doing a podcast and telling you what I really thought, where, I didn't have to worry about the FCC, I'd tell you about some Democrats. They some crazy people. I don't mean to get all ethnic on you. Somebody translate that for white folks. Yeah, I don't mean to. They use anything and everything as a weapon. Pelosi. The man accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer was in the country illegally. In other words, if we enforced our border security, Pelosi's husband doesn't get attacked with a hammer. We still don't know all the details of this thing. Was this a lover's quarrel? Supposedly, David DePape, I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name. He was looking for Nancy. I don't know why. Was he going to attack her? Look, again, all speculation. I want to be very clear, but I'm good at speculation. all speculate. Was, had Nancy not paid up for some services rendered? I saw a picture of him. He didn't look like a Chippendales, but you never know. Maybe Nancy went out for a little, what they call strange. Maybe Paul wasn't doing it for Nancy. And so she said, you know what? I'm going to go back over to David. He's my guy. And then didn't pay. David looked up and was like, where my money? Where my money at? And then, oh, David, I'm going to have to find a Republican that'll pay that. Well, you should have brought that Republican with you, Nancy. And she takes off. So David followed her back to the Pelosi compound, to the mansion. Remember my friend Laura Loomer, face of Guatemalans, to knock on the door of Nancy Pelosi's house. You have to jump the gated fence. Yeah, Nancy has a gate. Anyway, David apparently had the key. I don't know how. Because there's no sign of, like, any kicking in the door or whatever. Look, again, folks, you can find out all the details. He's a 42-year-old dude born in Canada. It was in the U.S., according to sources, from 2001. Had a valid Social Security number, which means he was working over here. He got his Social Security number in Hawaii. You know, one of the most liberal states on the planet. But they don't know his motivation. Was it attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, whatever. They're charging him with all these. He's also charged with attempted kidnapping and assault. I don't think the Pelosi family wants us to get to the bottom of this. I'll be honest with you. I think there's some funny business going on here. I don't know what. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says close to 26 million Americans have applied for student loan forgiveness and 16 million applications will soon be approved. The Biden administration earlier this year rolled out plans to cancel $10,000 for most student loan borrowers. However, the plan is facing a legal challenge from six Republican-led states, which has temporarily stopped the administration from starting to forgive the debt. The top Republican in the House says his party won't make cuts to Social Security if they win the election next week.
Here's a commitment to America. What does it say in there? To save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. This simply means is we're not touching it.
California's Kevin McCarthy insisted Democrats are desperate as they bring up this line of attack so close to the election. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Like, some of this attention would go into resources for the community. When veterans said, hey, when he said, oh, I helped create jobs in Brad, we're like, where? There's 1,700 of us, and there's like five businesses in Brad. It seems to be a pattern that everyone's like, oh, spotlight on Red Up, but Red Up needs a grocery store. We need businesses. These people need jobs.
They think, oh, Braddock's not thriving. They need to come here and look at it. And the only way we get the word out is by having people like myself who are actually here and tell the truth. His narrative and the commercials on the political ads that, you know, big John Fetterman, go back Braddock, working man, brought jobs. I mean, none of it's true. None of it's true.
So you do all this by yourself? You're a one-man team back here?
Yeah. That's what happens when, everybody wants to stay home in their mom's basement and watch a video game.
From my understanding is, he used a Levi's commercial. He looked like a hero saving a town. And Levi's contributed quite a substantial amount of money to Mr. Fetterman to help out the community. And I heard the money never did make it out to the community. He doesn't live in the Lieutenant Governor's mansion. He lives upstairs above where Superior Motors is. And the only time I've seen him is driving through Braddock Avenue, I think maybe taking his kids to the school. Not a public school, private school. And walking down the waterfront. And I was curious. During a pandemic, you're supposed to be helping out, doing what you can for the state and local businesses to try to do whatever. And you're walking down the waterfront? I mean, are you working? No, you're walking. It's ironic that Joe Biden was in here supporting him. Joe ran from the basement of his home, and Fetterman's doing the same thing here. He's hiding out. So we know the residents and business owners, they really didn't do too much here. The store's free. Ms. Fetterman is a nice person. She donates her time, but from my understanding, I don't know the facts, but I think she's funded. She's actually salaried to run that free store.
Everyone loves Giselle Fetterman.
And he gave my kids toys for Christmas without any problem. Yeah. Yes, he has. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I think John Fetterman has really just restored a lot of economic. I don't even know how to
call it, like, economic growth in Braddock, in my opinion.
Technically, he's a Braddock resident, but we don't see him at community events. He will not ride around and see a lot of Beckman signs. I see him at the waterfront more than I see him in Braddock. Spider-Man lives in the community, and we don't actually see that.
Okay. I have a son who was murdered last July 29th in North Braddock on Rebecca Avenue. Since was unarmed. Now everyone in this town, city, community, state has to take care of those six children until they're an adult. It needs to stop. Period.
We also don't have a very large police department. We can't keep police officers to save our lives. We have about, they're part-time, and because of Act 47, we are bound to only be able to give them a certain amount of money, which unfortunately isn't a lot. We only got like 6-7 police officers part-time.
He held an unarmed black jogger at gunpoint. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. I saw the police report, and I was like, what? Back then, it looked like it kind of got swept under the rug. People nowadays, they're like, he never apologized for it. I think if he owned up to it and, like, apologized for it, people would kind of feel better. But it's kind of late to apologize for it since he was like, it happened, but basically I'm not apologizing for my behavior.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was a clip from a video that showed the little town of Braddock, where Fetterman is the mayor, was the mayor. And this guy writes this: John Fetterman is unwell, and so is a small town he claims to have revitalized. I'm not telling you this because, you know, I want to drive home something sinister about Fetterman or whatever. I'm telling you this because I want you to know the truth about a guy who wants to be the senator, one of the senators from the state of Pennsylvania. Forget that the guy's had a stroke and he's got issues now. This is the guy saying, telling you the story, doing the base level research to say, look at this guy. He writes, this weekend I walked the desolate streets of Braddock, Pennsylvania, a Pittsburgh area borough, where the Democrat candidate was the hot shot progressive mayor for more than a decade. There I chatted with a few Braddock residents and local officials about Fetterman, the steel town self-proclaimed savior, now seeking a vacant seat in the U.S. Senate. The first thing I noticed trekking through Braddock, there weren't many Fetterman signs. I don't know if you guys noticed in the 2020 election, there weren't many Biden-Harris signs. See, these people get this false sense of bravado. Not even, that's not bravado. That's not the right word. False sense of worth. They feel like, you know, even though I'm a failed mayor of an Indiana city, a.k.a. Pete Buttigieg, I deserve to be president. Do you know this? I saw this. They said Pete Buttigieg would not win mayor of the very town that he was mayor of if he ran for re-election right now. He goes on, he says, you will not ride around and see a lot of Fetterman signs, chuckled former Braddock mayor Chardae Jones, who was the woman talking during the interview. She succeeded Fetterman after he left a $150 a month gig in the mayoral office to become Pennsylvania's well-paid lieutenant governor. See, it was nothing more than a stepping stone. I've always often said this. I've said I will never run for politics. And if I did, I'd run for governor or I'd run for president. But you know what I would do? I would go back to a little town where I grew up, Brady, Texas, and I would run for mayor of that town if I wanted to live there. Or if I planted roots in some little town and I got to know the people and the mayor's, because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be mad if you go live in the little town. The mayor's probably a good guy. Unlike Fetterman, he cares about his town. And if he said, you know what, Kevin, I'm going to get away from being mayor. You want to take it over. It doesn't pay anything. And, of course, I'd be okay financially. I'd say, you know what? I'd love to be mayor of our town. I'd love to coordinate doing things and making things happen and improving the lives of people in our town. Figuring out, by the way, we started Americans for Real Change in Arizona. It'll go elsewhere. You know what we do? Part of our philanthropic work is to go into at-risk areas and improve the lives of people. In a little town, there's somebody hurting. There always is. And you can't always help them. You can give them a leg up, you know, what they say, a hand up, but not a hand out. So we can give them a hand up. It isn't going to always work, but at least you could feel good about what you're trying to do. There would be a sense of pride of being one of the residents of that town. I get it, man. The people who want to give back and perform a civic duty. I would do that. Because there's nothing in it. There's no money. I mean, yeah, a few people would be, hey, Kev, how's it going? But you'd already have that. I talked to a guy. He was a Mason and really cool guy. We just had a great conversation. It was at a baseball game for my son. And he was talking about how he ran for office. They begged him to run. He ran. He served one term, told him that's what he was going to do. And then he wanted to go spend time with his grandkids and his daughter. And I went, awesome. He did what the people asked him to do, and that's it. Anyway, back to Fetterman. They say technically he's a Braddock resident, but we don't see him at community events. A lot of people know nothing about him. And the cool thing about Braddock is like everybody knows everybody that knows somebody. They said you won't find Fetterman featured on any community artwork that showcases prominent figures in Braddock either. While we were walking past the art display, a newcomer to Braddock stopped Jones asking, what's up with the town? I've been here 2 years. I'm on my way out, the Braddock transplant said. You and everybody else, Jones answered. You heard her say it. You ain't got no grocery store, ain't no bank. Further down the road, the glass doors of a permanently shuttered First National Bank near the fenced off hashtag Braddock Beautiful graffiti remained shattered. This, folks, is what leftism leaves behind. It's like locusts flying through a crop. There will be nothing left if you let a leftist in charge. And here's this man. He feathered his nest. He got promoted over what he didn't do for a town. That's insanity. And as you've learned probably here and elsewhere, Democrats absolutely love their insanity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show con Kevino Jacksones.
You want to improve people's lives? I bet some people in here want to. Are you with me? Okay. Come on, people. Let's wake up. We got the President of the United States in the house. Come on now. I know you got a little more energy than I hear. Okay. Thank you very much. That's the crowd I know. Those are the people I represent. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you were still here.
That was Debbie Wasserman Schultz trying to get people pumped up for Joe Biden in Florida. Oh, man, it's embarrassing to watch them, to watch the Democrats do what they do. You know, I don't feel sorry for them, though, but I'm just saying it's embarrassing. You guys have heard me say before, I would hate to be a Democrat, now and forevermore. I mean, maybe you could hearken back to the past of the JFK Democrats. Okay, fine. The ones who hid their racism versus the overt racists. And I know what you're thinking. Kevin, no. They were overtly racist back then. That was when they had the Klan and all that. No. Many, many more Democrats were undercover racist and sexist and all these other things. Today, they're overt. They hate whites. They hate conservative blacks. You know, they hate the religious. They hate capitalists. They openly hate you. And by the way, the better a citizen you are, the worse a Democrat hates you. How dare you play by the rules? How dare you show them up by being successful in spite of everything they're trying to do to crash you, to crush you under the weight of communism, socialism, fascism, Marxism? They call us fascist. It always cracks me up. If I'm a fascist, I'm going to be a proud one. I've harmed nobody. I've not stopped anybody from achieving anything, and you want to call me a fascist? I'll even support you for saying it, even though I want to slap the spit out of your mouth. But I'll support you for saying it. Man, nothing has worked for the Democrats trying to sway voters for the midterms. Or voters, if you're going to vote to the polls. Talk about throwing the kitchen sink at some issues, Elon. Huh? The SCOTUS leaker. That was supposed to set everybody off, man. Ooh, we're going to leak this out, and that's going to kill those Republicans. Oh, those baby savers. Those stupid baby savers. Gun control, right? That was, ooh, all these killings, all this gun control. Oh, but don't mention crime. That's all, not talk about crime. We have some clips where Democrats are like, don't bring up crime, or it's not their fault. You know what? We got one from Joy Behar, right? Play that one. Play the one from Joy Behar.
I'd like to remind everybody that it was the Democrats, not the Democrats, who stormed the government that day and tried to kill the vice president.
Yeah.
Okay? And the Republicans now, coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
So crime has dropped under Biden. 4%. The year is not over, Joy. I don't know whether it was year to date, but the year is not over, number one. And oh, what was it in 2020? How far did it go up in 2021 under Biden? She didn't give you that little data point. So, crime is a major issue in the Democrats. Oh, don't say that. Don't let them know. Don't let them know it'll kill them. We're trying to kill them. Unbelievable, man. Here's a New York's Governor Murphy. He's trying to cover up the Democrats on crime. Check this out.
Let's bring in the Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy. Governor, thank you very much for being on. Do Democrats have a hold on the crime narrative, or are they having trouble getting the message out?
Nick, it's good to be back with you, and as if I needed it, that prior conversation depressed me even more so. You also mentioned Mehmet Oz. I just have to get this off my chest. He's a resident of Bergen County, New Jersey, not of Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Listen, the other guys play the crime card relentlessly and shamelessly. It seems every election. And the facts and their portrayal of the facts are in entirely different places. That doesn't mean that crime is not an issue. It doesn't mean that we're not focused on it. But I will just say in New Jersey this year, violent crimes, shooting, homicides are all down meaningfully between something like 15% and 30%. We invest deeply, not just here, but as a party in the relations between law enforcement and the communities they serve. We invest in law enforcement. So they're really good at playing the card. It reminds me, frankly, it goes back to Nixon's Southern strategy. It's got racial elements. elements to it. Let's just call that for what it is. And here we go again. It feels like it's a movie that we've seen time and time again, and they're pulling that card out again this time.
Democrats are scared of the crime issue. Democrats are scared of the inflation issue. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I said New York, Governor. I'm in New Jersey. Got to get his shots in. Oz is a resident of New Jersey. Does it matter? The other guys play the crime card relentlessly and shamelessly. We're relentless on crime. The Democrats who claim they want to build a utopia where we don't need guns. But not only do we not need guns, we don't even need cops. That's what they tell us. He says, no, we invest in law enforcement. How do they invest in law enforcement? I want you to just understand, folks, how easily they lie. He says, we play the crime card relentlessly and shamelessly. No, we play the crime card the way it's supposed to be played. We want a safe and civil society. Democrats, they promise it. Do they ever deliver? I'm waiting. Show me where they deliver. Show me their utopia. Show me where people pay their bills, the lawns get mowed, the schools are great. Show me anything that these people do, any little drop of heaven. There isn't one. Even, I'll use San Francisco as an example, a city that is so chock full of beauty. You know what they've done? They've ruined it. They've ruined it. He says the portrayal of crime is different than the relentless and shameless focus that we put on it. It's very different. Oh, then he goes on. Well, I'll admit there is crime, and it's a focus for us. We understand it's a focus. See, because when Democrats attack a problem, you want to know what happens? More of the problem. More chaos, more whatever. When Democrats say, we're going to do what we can to stop this violent crime, you can expect a crime surge. Inasmuch as the Inflation Reduction Act increased inflation. Inasmuch as the Budget Reduction Act increased the budget. Then he goes, violent crime is down in New Jersey. I don't know how much. I mean, they're like 13%. You're the governor of New Jersey. You should know those crime statistics on the back of your hand. Or like the back of your hand, not on it. If I were the governor of New Jersey and I was going to brag, I was going to condemn the other side, I'd say, look, here's what we've done. We've got more beat cops. We've got this. We've got that. You know why I can't say it? Because it isn't true. What you're the governor of New Jersey. Let me ask you, how are things in Newark? How are things in Willimboro? How are things in Camden? You know where you got to go in New Jersey before you feel safe? You got to go out to those Republican-controlled little towns, little villages, little whatevers. And that's where you're going to find safety and a feeling of community, etc. You're not going to find it in any of the big cities. Want to pick on another one? Ohio? Cleveland, Cincinnati. You going to find utopia there? Of course not. I love at the very end. You know what he does? He says, we got to put in a racial element. You know, the conservatives, they have to make it a racial element. So here's the racial element. Black Lives Matter and black leftists complain about crime, police brutality, etc. And you know, where it all stems from the very cities and the Democrats like this guy, like Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, doing nothing. The Lori Lightfoots of the world, the Eric Adams of New York. Even I'll give him some credit. He's at least working on it, and DeFazio didn't. But all these guys, what are they going to do? Crime is not going to go down because it's not in their DNA to make it go down. Democrats love chaos, and they need the criminal. I wish they would just finally admit this. Democrats love criminals because criminals create chaos.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.